And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks connected with the Island Institute. Deepika Guha is here, playwright in residence, first month into a two-month residency. And then Peter Bradley is director of the Island Institute. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first we are going to talk about, Deepika, who you are as a playwright and what brought you to this residency. What did connect you to the Island Institute and the residency program?
Well, I did a residency at the Gerasi Residency Program in California 2 years ago and recently was contacted by Margot Knight, who runs that residency, and she very generously offered to put my name forward to this one through the Rasmussen Foundation and the Island Institute.
Well, so you're a playwright.
Yes.
That's just a really broad term. How, if you would like to, would you define your kind of playwriting style or topics you like to engage with?
Well, playwrights, we write plays traditionally in our rooms very quietly for a long time, and then we hand them over to our collaborators when they're ready. Right now, with new play development, you come in with material at different times of the play's life. So I've actually come into rooms with directors and actors very early in a play's life. And have sort of finished plays through workshopping them with people, and that's really just hearing the play out loud. And I came to writing, I grew up in India and spent a long time, I did high school in England, and so had experienced a lot of different changes, I think, in my life in a compressed amount of time. And through all of that, I think I'd been very attracted to theater and as a way of expressing difference in one way or another and an alternate perspective, which mine inevitably was, being the outsider. It was an alternate perspective. And it always felt like home to me.
Well, this evening there's going to be a reading of your play, A Brief History of America. Does this sort of outside perspective inform that play at all, or can you talk about the play a bit?
I think so. It's a short play. It's three scenes, and time is quite collapsed. It takes place between 1963 and 2011. It was a response to Howard Zinn's A People's History of America, which is a really great history book, and talks about all the periods of American history that we don't normally look at in textbooks. But it's still about the big events in history. And I think a lot about how daily life kind of connects to those big things that happen in the world and what it really feels like to live in history when you're not a major player and you're not winning wars and you're not a royal or whatever, however we read history. So it's about three small lives, and it's about love, and it's about immigration and borders and healthcare, and it's about all of that, but it's very connected to three ordinary people.
Well, folks will have an opportunity to see this play performed, or at least read, by three local actors at 6 this evening at the Yaw Chapel.
Yeah, that's right. And so we have a very short rehearsal from 5 to 6 before, and then we present. So it'll be a reading. It'll be mm-hmm. a staged reading. Okay. So there'll be scripts in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're here. There are a variety of opportunities you're taking to engage with the public, but you're also here to work on your own works. And that includes a new play and a television pilot. Can you tell us about both?
Yes, the new play I wasn't expecting to work on, but I got some news that I'd got into this lab in New York called the Soho Rep Lab. And so I've had, and I submitted pages of a new play to them when I applied. And so that's been a surprise. And that play is about Guantanamo. And again, it's about kind of ordinary people and our relationship to what's happening there. The pilot is very new for me. It's a new form. I've never written in TV before. So it deals with reincarnation, actually. and exploring what happens when you lose someone in your life and how you process through that.
Have you had to change how you write at all to accommodate the television structure?
Massively, actually. It's a much more visual medium. It's a lot less dialogue driven. And there's a lot more kind of impetus to be exciting, I think. With plays, you have the plays are, I feel, a lot closer to poetry or music. You have a little more time to get everybody into what you're talking about. But on TV, you have limited time to catch people's imagination. So I definitely feel that when I'm writing.
Is that something, though, that is enriching your experience as a writer, this sort of trying to adapt to a new, slightly uncomfortable model?
I imagine so. It's not entirely pleasurable right now because I'm in the thick of it. But yes, I imagine I'm being stretched.
Well, what drew you to this new medium?
Well, we're just in an interesting period right now where television has undergone this renaissance, certainly in the US. And there's a lot of interesting stories being told in formally interesting ways. It's not just one model for how to tell a story. Lots of different story structures out there. So it's an exciting time to find new ways to tell stories. The theater is always, there's always that invitation that's open in theater to reinvent the form. But I feel like TV has really embraced this in a big way in the last couple of years. So it's an exciting time to try to figure that out and for what that means for me as a playwright.
Well, you've already engaged with the public here a number of different instances. There are other opportunities for folks to meet you. Do you feel like this kind of community engagement is something you're comfortable with? Is it something you've done before?
Yes, I've taught a lot in different ways. I've worked with a variety of different communities, and I always feel that it's so deeply enriching for me and really very much a part of my writing life, the sharing the work and extending the conversation. I studied with Paula Vogel at graduate school, who's an acclaimed and wonderful playwright, and she, you know, always says that circles rise faster than individuals, and her teaching was all about creating new circles. And you do that through sharing the work and being in dialogue with people. And I really enjoy it, and yeah.
Well, Peter, let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of how folks can meet Deepika. There was a workshop that happened, and by all accounts, that was really successful. What's coming up?
We're doing Thursdays at 6 for the next few weeks as sort of our regular time for events. Next week there's another playwriting workshop. Last week's was fantastic. That was my first delve into that sort of thing, and I hope other people will come out to take a first stab at some of that craft. And then quickly diving into it, the next week there's another workshop that will lead into this 48-hour playwriting bake-off, where everybody will be given a set of three cues through which to write their own plays in 48 hours, and then we'll share them with one another. So those are Thursdays at from 6 to 7:30 or 8 p.m. In the Yaw Chapel on the SJ campus, and then there's a high school workshop through our fledgling Sitka Story Lab program. That Deepika will host from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 25th. And again, that's in the Yaw Chapel. All of this info is up at islandinstitutealaska.org or on the community calendar.
Okay, and then again, 6 tonight at the Yaw Chapel for the reading of your play, A Brief History of America. And is there a phone number folks can call to learn more?
Yeah, 747-3794.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining us. We are unfortunately out of time. And enjoy your stay here.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Deepika Guha, a playwright who is here in Sitka as part of the Island Institute's Writer in Residency Program. And Peter Bradley is the director of the Institute.